Hello.
Hello, this is Wendy with customer support returning your call.
Okay.
How can I help you today?
I'm thinking, I'm wondering why there is a charge from you
Okay,
on my.
sorry.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say I'd be happy to look that up and see what you were charged for. I would just need your name to get started.
Jeanette, and you're calling from where?
I work for a call center. We handle customer support for many different companies, and we just
Okay.
received a request for a call back at your number today.
Okay.
Okay, and let's see here. Last name, is it HEGNA?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. And for security purposes, I do have to ask if you could verify either your address or the last 4 digits of the card they charged, please, ma'am.
What do you need my address?
Either your address or the last 4 digits of the card they charged.
8424.
Okay, thank you. I show an address of 709 8th Avenue Southeast in Austin. And looks like this account originated back on April the 18th. There was a survey that was done online, and after that survey, they offer a sweepstakes entry for the mixer, like one of those KitchenAid mixers, as well as a monthly membership to Bites Hub, which is an app for your phone that gives healthy recipes and meal planning ideas to kind of go along with the mixer. They offer that at $59.89 a month.
No, I did not authorize that.
Okay, are you familiar with the entry for the mixer?
Oh, yeah, that was online to do an entry for the mixer, but
Okay.
I did not authorize any reductions whatsoever.
Okay,
And
I'm
how
so.
my credit card was gotten a hold of, I don't know, because I
Well,
never gave it out.
you would have had to have put your information in on the site in order for us to gain access to that. Normally, they do ask for like a small shipping charge if you're chosen as the winner of the mixer, and then the monthly membership is also included in that. Now, I could
Nope,
offer it at a discounted rate
I
of.
would not have entered my credit card on that
Okay, well, we wouldn't
whatsoever.
have access to your card number. Everything is done on our website. So, all the information we have as far as your name, address, email, all that, and the card was all entered there on that website.
Well, I'd like that removed and whatever that is canceled.
Okay, now I could offer it at a discounted rate of only $20 a month if you would be
No,
interested. Okay.
absolutely not.
All right, bear with me just a moment. I will go on ahead and get this account canceled here for you.
And that money refunded.
And with that $59.89, I mean, that was a good
No,
3 weeks
that was
ago.
not approved.
I'm sorry.
That was not approved whatsoever, and that needs to be removed.
Okay, now I could do a 25% refund on that, but it's already been
No,
almost a month.
it is not. It is May 9th.
That
And it
was
hit
done on April the
my
18th.
statement is April 20th. It has not been
Okay.
just about a month.
Okay,
This
yes,
is
ma'am.
what
I
needs
could do a
removed. Or
50% refund
what I'm
on
going to
that.
do is I'm going to do a dispute with my credit card. So you can like remove it that way or it'll be removed the other way, whichever way you want to do it.
Okay. Bear with me just a moment. Let me pull my supervisor, see if I can get her to take care of this. I'll be right back with you.
Okay.
Thank you. Just one more moment. She's looking over the account for us right now. I'll be right back with you.
All right.
Thank you. Okay, I do appreciate your patience. She said that she will go on ahead and issue the refund of the $59.89. You can expect to see that credit back to your card within 3 to 5 business days. They'll send an email confirmation to whegna@yahoo.com. And then I'd be happy to give your confirmation number here over the phone if you'd like.
Okay.
All right. It is C like Charlie, 920-590-402.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.